guy.
Free Talk Live, take control here, toll free at 855-453. Here in a few moments, we're going to talk about public urination. This is specifically a toddler, but nonetheless, we'll give you the details on what that toddler was doing and where and
publicly urinating public, apparently.
What happened to their mom because of it. That's all coming up here. 855-453. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian.
Daryl.
And Mark.
Let's go back to Annie. She is listening in St. Louis. And Annie, you had just told us when we went to the news break there that you have quit cable television. You just tonight apparently called to cancel. And go ahead and get into your reasons as to why.
Yes, sir. I work two jobs, and I probably have the TV on about an hour a day.
Okay.
And the last 2 weeks, all I've heard was about George Zimmerman and the royal baby. Okay, I don't care about either one of them.
Now, are you watching news channels? Are you just like a news junkie?
Well, for an hour a day, she's no junkie. She's turning on. She's using her television to inform her in a sort of more passive role, like so many Americans do. She turns on whatever the news channel is, hopes to hear something relevant to her life. And besides, you know, somewhere in the 20 minutes of programming that isn't commercials, what she's hearing about is a case of, you know, George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin and the royal spawn.
Right. The royal. All that stuff, I don't care at all about that. Those people
Has this
are
been
a bunch
something
of
you've
criminals
been considering? Have you been considering this for a while?
Pardon me?
Have you been really thinking about this for a while, or was it just one day you snapped and you just said, I can't take it anymore?
No, I didn't snap. It's just like crazy. It's like, really? There's people that need jobs, and, you know, the president's talking about you know, could have been Trayvon, and, you know, it's like crazy stuff. And I also have a 17-year-old teenager who told me that Skittles, and he did not have iced tea on him. He had a fruit drink that is used to make a concoction when mixed with codeine is like a cough syrup. So
I think it's mixed with cough syrup and codeine to make something they call lean. But
yes.
I don't know whether I don't know whether that's damning information or not. I don't know that that happened. Him to be caught with codeine and cough syrup rather than be caught with a.
He has Twitters out there that he's looking for codeine.
Yep.
Okay, but so, you don't really care about that, right? I mean, didn't you just tell us you didn't care about that?
Well, I care because that part wasn't covered. I just am so sick of how everybody is, like, totally against this guy, where he was found innocent. So if you don't like the verdict,
he was found not guilty, not innocent. There is a slight legal distinction.
Okay.
And I think that another thing that needs to be pointed out about George Zimmerman is today he pulled somebody out of a flipped over SUV. I mean, so regardless of what anybody thinks about George Zimmerman, what he might have done in the situation with Trayvon, it's difficult to deny that this guy, he did something heroic today.
Annie, what are you going to do with your extra hour a day?
I'm going to listen to you guys.
Oh, thank you so much, and I appreciate the call tonight, and I hope you can stay away from the TV set. I happen to think radio is a better choice. You use more of your imagination when you're listening to the radio, and thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I honestly didn't expect her to say that. That's awfully nice. Really appreciate it. We are, by the way, live 7 nights a week, so 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. We are prime time during television prime time.
That's
we're
right.
on the radio. And
you don't need that old TV.
No, you really don't. I mean, I have a TV set, but it's never actually had cable plugged into it. I've never had a cable television subscription as an adult. As soon as I moved out of my parents' house, that was the end of cable television.
Paying for that stuff.
For me. Now, I've always had cable modem. Like, I love a good cable modem service because the internet's great. You can go and get the news you want. You can go and get the TV. Even if you still like a good TV show, and I do like Dexter. I like the Dexter show. You can go and get those on torrent, no problem. Or grab a Netflix subscription, and a bunch of them are there, too. So it's, you know, Hulu. I mean, there's these different solutions. If you want to go classic TV, a lot of that stuff's on Hulu and YouTube. I mean, you can watch old classic cartoons and old classic
Beverly
shows.
Hillbillies.
Yeah, I mean, all kinds of stuff. Like, if you're into watching things, the internet has far more and all on demand. I mean, really, cable television is a relic. It is almost a relic. It's still a fairly popular relic, but as far as its technology is concerned, they just don't have it.
It's a better way to deliver the internet.
It's a lot more popular than 8-tracks.
Cable television?
Yes.
No, I get what you're saying. I mean, it's still out there. It still has a lot of market penetration, but, you know, given the amount of choice available online, there's just cable can't scratch, you know, YouTube and Hulu and Netflix.
True.
But to be fair to the cable companies, they are fighting as best they can to stay relevant. I mean, I did spend some time with a cable television box, one of their receiver boxes, when I was down in Florida on vacation, because I've never used one of those things before with the TiVo sort of features where you can pause and do that, you know, pause live television and all that stuff. That was pretty
nice.
Cool. Like, there's cool features, and the on demand is better now thanks to data. Like, you know, the same companies that are offering these TV packages are the ones offering data packages too. So they're using their data transmissions to be able to do on demand television, which, you know, that's cool. That's cool, but it's still not the same as internet, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with cable subscriptions,
you know,
over the years.
I've got basically internet television, and I've got DirecTV, mm-hmm. and I don't use the internet television. It's just too difficult to navigate through the internet, even with the keyboard and
oh, really?
And dealing with that stuff. I just don't want to do it.
You want to flip channels? Do you flip the channels? Do you hold the remote?
Almost never flip channels. I basically have a list of things that my TiVo thing records for me, and that's it. Sometimes I forget to fast forward through the commercials, but that's really all.
Do you use the jump button, the commercial jump button?
I don't have that.
30 seconds?
I don't have that.
Oh, wow. Is that like
sort of a
patented?
I don't know.
I have no clue. I've not had a television in several years.
Because to me, that's like the most brilliant feature on the recording device, these TiVo kind of devices, is the 30-second jump.
The 30-second jump is pretty neat.
smart
but
thing.
I don't have that. Is all I've got is sort of how fast do I want to fast forward through it.
Robert is in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. And Robert, welcome.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, sir?
I have to agree with that last woman that was just on. I haven't had cable in 4 or 5 years. I just... sick of it. I wasn't hearing the thing. Like, I've been listening to Free Talk Live now for over 2 years.
Wow, thank you.
I get more information from you guys and a lot more different things than I would if I was watching cable TV. A lot of what you see on cable TV is all reruns.
Yeah, and we're not even a news show.
I've seen all of the All in the Family programs and the right. Brady Bunch and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, and... Yeah. You know, when you watch, like, some of the local news stations without having to say who they are, we know who they are, you know, a lot of the times they're not very truthful or misleading, you know, but I can get a lot more information on Facebook, you know, or, you know, on Yahoo.
Yeah, and you also can't call the news anchor. I mean, if the news anchor says something that is clearly misinformation or a lie, you can't just pick up the phone and they're not gonna answer the phone and take calls in a newsroom. They don't care.
Right. Free Talk Live's wrong. Call us and tell us we're wrong.
And we've been called out before.
It was funny that gal about a Saturday night ago that claimed to be a psychiatrist or something, you know, basically said we needed to be off the radio because we didn't ask a question she wanted to ask. You got on. You got to ask your question. What?
Yeah, she just wanted to be upset about it. So, Robert, good on you, man, for cutting the cord. Appreciate your story, and thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come. Story that you may not be hearing about on your local television station, although to credit I don't know. There's some TV station that did report on this, but the Huffington Post has it. They've got the story about a toddler who peed in his front yard and what happened to his mom as a result. What's coming up?
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're going to talk about peeing in public here in a moment. 855-453. But first, we'll tell you about the website. You can go to freetalklive.com and you can enjoy a variety of features. We do have news updates. You can get signed up and follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, whatever your preference. You can go to news.freetalklive.com and begin following us in the way that is best for you. Again, news.freetalklive.com.
A lot of people buying houses right now, and that means a lot of people getting mortgages. If you're getting a mortgage, you need to get a second opinion. The best place to get a second opinion, mortgageminuteguy.com. Go there. The Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts will help you get the right mortgage for you. Because right now, it's difficult to know. Are you getting the mortgage that's making the largest commission for the salesperson? Or are you getting the right mortgage for you? Because a lot of people will tell you that the 30-year fixed rate mortgage is the, you know, that's the one you've got to get. That's only common here in the United States. Around the world, they have 15-year fixed and 20-year fixed. As a matter of fact, you're going to be, you know, with a 30-year fix, it takes 10 years just to be breaking even on your payments. That means the majority or the vast majority of your money is going towards interest on your home loan. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, and the telephone number is 866-288-0088. Roger Schlesinger has been advertising on talk radio for a very long time. His business has been running for a very long time, and you can trust him and his team of experts. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
$2,500 is the amount that one lady was fined because her son, who's a toddler and is currently potty training, pulled down his pants in the front yard so he could go to the bathroom, so he could relieve himself. And that's a good thing. When your son pulls down his pants to go potty, that's a good thing, right? Rather than peeing his pants?
Indeed. I think that some people potty train their children actually by letting them just go naked outside. So,
oh, boy, good thing this particular cop wasn't around if you ever let your son or daughter go naked outside, because in Oklahoma, this according to HuffingtonPost.com.
Now, when is this from? I remember this story for some time ago.
I don't recall ever talking about this on Free Talk Live.
Okay.
It is from late last year when this happened, but do you think we talked about this? It doesn't ring a bell for me at all. I would think I'd remember $2,500 for...
I've certainly not heard about this.
There's so many crazy things that go on in these United States that we never get to all the stories.
All right. I mean, there's no reason why this couldn't be happening last week.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, the fact is that 6 months ago or whatever, your government was tyrannical enough to go after somebody whose kid peed in the front yard.
Yeah. I mean, to me that only matters, Mark, if we've actually already talked about this issue.
All right.
And I don't think we have. So he thought he was doing the right thing when he pulled down his pants in the front yard to go potty. But Dylan's well-intentioned act may cost his mom thousands of dollars. Turns out it doesn't. We'll get to the update on what happened here. After it earned her an expensive public urination ticket from a passing Piedmont police officer.
Now, I wonder about this. I think that this police officer may have broken the law. Come on. What public urination statute says that if your kid goes...
It shall be unlawful for any... This is from the Keene City Ordinances.
I'm listening.
It shall be unlawful for any person to urinate or defecate...
A person.
That's right. Upon any private place or public place other than in a toilet facility provided for such purpose. It also, Part B, shall be unlawful for any person to urinate or defecate in such a manner as to expose his or her genitals to any person in any public place.
But why did the police officer give a ticket to this woman? She didn't do that.
Because she is responsible for her children.
I think you're going to have to prove that circumstance. I want a jury of my peers to go ahead and find me guilty of my child, of public urination, if my child does it.
If you have a 12-year-old child who goes around and spray paints a building, you are responsible for paying for the damages.
I think that might be a different story. I don't know that that's true, but that might be a different story.
I don't know if I think that's right. I don't think that's right. I think that, you know, young people should be taught responsibility, but, you know, that's just how it is. The government goes after the people with the money.
They do.
They know
12-year-olds don't have jobs because it's illegal for them to have a job.
And certainly a 2.5-year-old does not either.
Well, dang it, he should.
Excuse me, he's two. So, Ashley Warden is his mom. His grandma's Jennifer, and grandma owns the house. Despite their objections, the officer wrote the family a massive $2,500 ticket. Warden said to the station that did the report, I said, really, he is 3 years old. This was KWTV television. Really, he's 3 years old, and he said it doesn't matter. That is, the cop said it doesn't matter. It's public urination, he said. I said, we're on our property, and he said, it's in public view. The family does plan on fighting the ticket, so there you go, Mark. They weren't just going to roll over. Good for them. Since the police officer stopped Dylan before he could finish peeing.
This, by the way, I mean, that was fast. I think that this is...
This dude stopped the car, got out of the car, and, like, booked it over there, wherever this kid was. I mean, how long does it take Jack to go potty?
He really did get there quickly. Yeah. This is a petty, petty little tyrant. And the fact is that this kid probably is going to have all kinds of potty training issues because the good guys have just told him not to go pee. I mean, this is a really bad thing.
This is an 18-year veteran.
As a parent, it is not easy getting a kid taught to go, you know, in the porcelain bowl thing. And any help you can provide, government, we would sure appreciate it. But if you're not going to provide any help, please stay the F off the property and let me potty train the kid.
So good for them for planning on fighting this. She says that for $2,500, we should all be able to pee all over our whole yard. I like the way this lady thinks. She should move to New Hampshire. In September, a Philadelphia mom was similarly outraged when her 2-year-old son, Nathaniel, peed on a traffic light and was hit with
light
on the pole.
Okay.
And was hit with a $50 ticket. She at the time had said, it's not about the $50. I want a place that feels friendly to me, where my children feel safe and have positive experiences with police officers. Good luck finding that place, lady. I'm not sure where exactly young people will have positive experiences with police officers. Seems like the cops are more and more likely to pick on young people as time goes on. And because more and more young people are working, and so they are, you know, getting money at earlier ages. But parents quickly rallied to the defense of that lady. One blogger from Cafe Mom says, I wouldn't encourage my son to pee in public except in an emergency, but there were plenty of times that we had no other choice than to go in a corner of a parking garage or at a park. It happens.
It happens.
She says. Has this happened to you?
Not on concrete, mm-hmm. No, but in parks.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're at a park and the bathroom's 300 yards away.
He's got to go because he held it and didn't tell you he was holding it, and then all of a sudden he's got to go, right?
Right. And we're from the country. The fact is, if Jack has to go, he does go outside. So it's hard to tell him when you're in sort of a suburban park area, oh no, we don't do it here. You know, go on the tree. The best thing at that point is not to give him some kind of complex and just let him go.
All right, so what ended up happening in this case? I do have the update here on what happened to Ashley and her son. And it's actually surprisingly good result, although likely good results, like I'll tell you about here, only come when media pays attention to the story.
Of course.
And in this case, it did happen for this lady. We'll give you the story. In moments, 855, 453, and have you ever been arrested for public urination or effluence?
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, They're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you think that this mom should have gotten this $2,500 ticket for allowing her son to pee outside. Kind of mom does she think she is? Making the world a worse, terrible place. Well, I mean, somebody must believe that, right? I mean, this cop pulled up on the scene as a two-year-old.
I thought he was walking, the police officer.
I don't know, maybe he was walking. But anyway, he rolls up on a scene of a two-year-old pulling his pants down and going pee in the front yard, was able to apprehend the suspect before the urine stream finished emanating from, or effluencing from his body. In Keene, New Hampshire, they call this crime effluence, the crime of doing something that every human being has to do, usually a few times a day. And
well, you don't have to do it in public, Ian.
Yeah,
you just want people to run around topless, peeing on everything.
No, it's not a good idea
marking
to run
your
while you pee. Not a good idea to run while you pee.
Does that mean that you advocate for people peeing in public?
Walk. Walking while they pee.
No, I don't think
everything.
You should pee on people's private property if that's something that they, you know, don't appreciate.
In the middle of Central Square.
But if
well,
it is
I do think to some extent that the government does invite this kind of behavior, which I would call antisocial behavior, by having public property, because really you have to ask yourself, look, they tell me it's my park too.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, if it is a place where you can go and be relatively away from somebody else, if you have no other options, there's nothing wrong with going in public, because you're going to hurt yourself if you don't go. I mean, everybody has to do it. If it's in the corner, like she said, you know, mom in this case pointed out that sometimes there's certain places where you're with your, you know, son or daughter or whatever, and they just can't hold it anymore, and something's got to happen. So you don't want them to pee themselves. Well, that's not good.
I think that this is a great, you know, this is a great opportunity to point out the overreach of the state, how, you know, how government bureaucrats cannot be entrusted to do what is reasonable. Sadly, this 18-year veteran of the Oklahoma whatever police department thought that the Piedmont police department thought the very best thing that he could do in this circumstance was to give a woman a $2,500 ticket for her kid, you know, tinkling in the front yard.
That's crazy.
You know, potty training child.
And the cop in this case is Ken Qualls. Now, I actually did some more digging during one of the breaks.
And they fired Ken.
This is an old story. It came from November of 2012. So I looked into this. So I found the update here. And then I got another update from literally 2-3 weeks ago. Because guess who put in for an appeal on losing his job? Yeah, first of all, they actually
always happens.
They actually fired this cop.
Good.
So the lady got the $2,500 ticket, but then 2 days after the incident, the chief himself stopped by her home to personally apologize.
Excellent. Good.
Now that is something that is almost unheard of as far as police behavior. When the police do something or when an officer does something that's clearly out of line, clearly wrong, that there's, you know, evidence for that this officer was caught red-handed doing something bad. In a lot of cases, they're just exonerated. But in this case, you actually have the police chief show up to apologize to this lady, which shows the power of the media and the internet. Because as pointed out here at TrueTV.com with this update on the story, apparently the coverage that they got in this story resulted in emails, letters coming from all around the world, as far away as Australia, being delivered to said Piedmont Police Department. So you better believe the Piedmont Police Department probably had their phone ringing off the hook more than they've ever had this particular episode. And so,
and they said that's True TV?
TrueTV.com reporting
here. Okay, True TV, that's what used to be the court channel.
Okay. Are they no longer?
No, they changed their name several years ago to True TV, but they used
to
just...
Court TV? They used to be Court TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Court TV. So they used to just do, like, you know, all justice stuff.
Later on here in this article, it says the city manager, Jim Crosby, announced that Qualls, the officer in question here, is in his mid-40s, would be fired. Now, of course, when I read that, I knew there was a chance he was going to appeal in the
office. It happens all of the time, and it's almost a game. We fired the offending officer. They bring him back 6 months later, and what do?
Give him back pay.
They give him all... I mean, basically, they gave the dude a... 6 month vacay.
But not this one. Not this one.
Oh,
so,
good.
Update. This story from July 1st of this year. This is from PiedmontDaily.com. Former Piedmont officer Ken Qualls claimed that he was acting under his supervisor's approval when he issued a controversial ticket that did not sway the city's personnel board, as it vetoed 2-1 to uphold his termination. Qualls was fired after issuing a citation, as we discussed, to the toddler who had, was urinating, created the national media storm. He appealed the termination to the city's personnel board, and after several rescheduled hearings, the board finally met on a recent Monday. He told the three-person board he cleared the ticket with two supervisors and an assistant district attorney, all of which said raised no objections to the citation. He also told the board the police had received complaints from neighbors of the warden household that teenagers and kids from the home were urinating on cars of other residents living on the street. Qualls also indicated that a teenager had led the toddler to the end of the street and had instructed him to urinate. The mother, Ashley Warden, had initially complained that Qualls was rude to her when she asked him why he was parked on her street. There you go. So he was parked there. Maybe he was in the car at the time observing. Who knows? I said, well, it's a public street and I can, said Qualls. He said, the reason I said that and not because all these complaints had come in through the neighbor was because I knew that at that point it would get horribly bad for the neighbor. It might have been rude, but I did what I did. Qualls also, so basically his excuse, and there's a little bit more here, but his excuse so far is, well, I checked with my bosses. I checked with the assistant attorney, ADA or whatever. I checked with the lawyer. I checked with some supervisors. They said, yeah, go ahead and ticket the kid. I was just following orders, is his excuse.
It's the law. I've got to uphold the law. And if we allow this, then next thing you know, that little two-year-old will be selling crack at 2 o'clock in the morning, and we just can't have that.
And you know what they probably did? They probably, you know, most government guys know they're going to get away with this stuff.
Yeah.
So they probably just thought, okay, yeah, we've gotten some complaints about this lady. Go ahead. We'll teach her a lesson.
Well, I don't even know if they've gotten the complaints. I don't even know. I don't know if I believe these people anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
I have heard too many government bureaucrats claim that they get complaints when, in fact, their complaints are coming from themselves.
Yeah. It's true. We've had a number of complaints. Well, I've had a number of supermodels offer to give me sex on a regular basis.
Is zero
that
really a number?
That number is zero.
I don't know that zero qualifies as a number.
Zero is still a number.
It's true. It's not an ordinal number, but it is a...
At least I didn't say, like, the square root of pi.
I think it's an integer.
So, more here on this story. He essentially is saying that his supervisors gave him permission to do this, but have his supervisors been fired? Because if
no,
he's telling the truth...
Never.
Now, again, we don't know if he's telling the truth, right? But let's presume he is telling the truth. Yeah, let's presume he is telling the truth and that his supervisor said, sure, go ahead, Ken, give that lady a ticket. Well, then in that case, his supervisors in a fair world should also be punished, but they're not because they're the supervisors. And whenever there's some kind of scandal amongst a government bureaucracy, in a lot of cases, it's the little guy that gets the punishment. So maybe Ken really was just following orders. That doesn't mean that he should have. He should have told his supervisor to go pound sand. Hey, this kid's 2 years old. Forget about it. You know?
Well, I mean, he called the supervisor for the advice on what to do. So, I mean, I think that this situation does get a little stickier, I think. If the neighbors are saying, hey, there's like 9 kids there, all, all descending sizes, and apparently they're tinkling everywhere. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he goes there and one of the offenders is now leading one of the other offenders to a tree to teach them how to, you know, offend further. I think that you've got the police officer in a bit of a stickier situation. He picked the worst one to go after. If this had been a 12-year-old, I would have a different opinion.
Where would you draw that line?
Potty training.
At what point is it too old to be peeing in the front yard?
You want me to just pick an arbitrary number?
Well, you just said potty training, so you're saying that shouldn't be an arbitrary number, right?
I think that once they're full-fledged potty trained, but potty training really is
how
to continue.
No.
All right, 6 years old and older.
What about 4-year-olds?
Not, yes.
855.
Yeah, that's fine.
Why is a 6-year-old penis so much more offensive than a 4-year-old penis? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. for example. Purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. That we will share with you completely free. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with these ideas of freedom. And you can do that for $5 a month and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. And you can also utilize Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks as well. It makes a big difference for Free Talk Live. Now, speaking of websites, you can start your own site. Maybe you've been wanting to, but it's been a daunting task, and you just don't know where to begin. The folks over at squarespace.com can hook you up with such an easy system. I mean, you go and get started with a free trial account. With just your email address, you don't have to have a credit card number to punch in to get the free trial over at squarespace.com. You start out with the free trial, and it gives you access to all of their amazing features. They're incredibly powerful tools that not only will allow your site to look beautiful right out the gate, but also it's all drag and drop. You can just drag and drop to add content from your desktop and even rearrange the elements of content that appear on your page within the page. 24/7 support is available all the time. They've got live chat during the week and have extremely fast email support throughout the day and night. The designs are fantastic, and there's a nice variety of them. You know, maybe you're looking for a portfolio for, you know, you're an artist or something like that, or you've got a blog, you've got some opinions, and you really want to get out there. You want to start a recipe blog. I mean, there's all kinds of different things you can do here. And Squarespace really makes it easy to just plug it in.
And you'll have the most beautiful of websites, because Squarespace is really, the design sensibility there is tremendous.
Yeah, and you can easily connect Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, Google, and so many more web and social services as well. All this stuff easy to use through their system there. It's a responsive design and so much more. Go to squarespace.com. Make sure you know this code, because once you've tested Squarespace, you've taken it for the trial run, you're going to want to stick with them because they're great. The support's awesome. The designs are stellar. FTL7 is our discount code. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, the number 7. FTL7 gets you an extra 10% off the already shockingly low prices. Man, when I went to Squarespace.com, and I'd been there prior to them becoming an advertiser, I was just blown away by not only how beautiful their site was, I was expecting that the prices were going to be much higher than they were.
and just because it's that impressive of a site. And they weren't. It's $8 a month. And you can even get a break if you buy a year at once. So use our discount code, FTL, and the number 7, to get started at squarespace.com. Of course, you can start right now with no credit card for their free trial and see what we're talking about. Squarespace.com. 855-453, the toll-free number. We're talking about the final portion of this story. So I'm actually glad that this story was submitted to our website at freetalklive.com, and I apologize, it did not pull up the name of the person who did submit the story about the toddler who was peeing in the front yard.
Yes.
Police officer happened to be there to see it. He got up, ran out apparently to where the toddler was, and basically put mom under arrest. Gave her a $2,500 ticket.
At least he didn't tase the child, put him in handcuffs, and then shoot the dog.
Yeah, that all could have happened, so thankfully it didn't. But we're following the story all the way through, because this happened back in November. Well, there was a lot of media attention that came out of this, because it's ridiculous to ticket a mom for a toddler peeing in the front yard. And then they fired the cop, which hardly ever happens. And, of course, the cop appealed his firing, which is his, you know, supposed right to do as part of his job that he had with the government. And
well,
so,
I'm sure that there was some union protection in there.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty rare that you see the cops get fired at all. And sometimes they'll get their jobs back 6 months later when the media is not paying as close attention. Well, in this case, the Piedmont Daily did pay attention, and they were there for his hearing on his appeal. And it's interesting what happens at this appeal, because you get to hear the cop's side of the story as far as, well, you know, this family allegedly was having reports from the neighbors about their kids peeing on things. Or, you know, teenagers.
Grass
in some
is
cases,
a thing.
Peeing on neighbors' cars, for instance, was suggested.
Not good.
Now, we don't know if those claims were true, but either way, what this cop is saying here at this hearing is interesting, especially when he fingers the police chief. So he's willing to turn against his former boss in this case. Qualls is the cop who was fired, Ken Qualls, said during the hearing that Police Chief Alex Oblein, who, remember, showed up 2 days after the ticketing at the mother's house,
yep,
and personally apologized to her. This police chief, he says, did not immediately call into question the citation until the incident became publicized in the media.
I don't doubt it for a second. These police chiefs are they're politicians.
Yep.
And I wouldn't doubt it at all.
But I thought that was particularly interesting, because now this guy, he's lost his job. He's, you know, he'd like to get it back, but at the same time, he's clearly willing to throw the police chief under the bus here. And that's, I think, very interesting, because we have suggested that corruption runs all the way up through the ranks at these police departments, and I think that's there's more evidence for
it. So here's what I want to hear, is I want to hear what you believe the solution in a voluntary society
Let
is.
Let the damn kid pee in the front yard. Who cares?
I understand the two-year-old.
It's good for the yard.
That's fine. I'm asking you about you know, people in general. So what the complaint here is what the police officer is alleging, and I'm not sure that it's the case. Alleging is that apparently the whole family, the kids everywhere, are tinkling everywhere, and that you know, somehow the neighbors are complaining and that kind
of thing.
Apparently
he was there staking the house out.
I guess.
Over this.
He certainly got there quickly.
Well, no. I think he was parked there when this was happening.
Right.
So that suggests he might have been there for a little while.
Yeah.
And that it they did it right in front of him.
Might have been there as a as you know,
investigating,
responding to a complaint.
Suggestion. If you and your children like to pee in the front yard, build a fence.
Hold on just a second. I don't think that necessarily is a... Most neighborhoods, you can't do that.
Okay. Wooden fence, not, you know,
no, but
metal
Mark's right.
Fence.
Mark's right. Oh, there's a lot of restrictions on where fences can be.
Right, but no, Mark asked in a voluntary, free society.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay, good point. Yeah.
Well, how would you handle people peeing in the front yard? Build a fence, and then your neighbors won't see you.
Or maybe the neighbor who cares so much should build the damn fence so they can't see what their neighbors are doing. What the hell's wrong with a kid peeing in the front yard?
I don't have a problem with that, Ian.
But you do have a problem with a six-year-old doing it, as you said earlier.
I don't have a...
Unless the six-year-old is not potty trained.
I don't have a particular problem with it.
Because he said
but I do
potty
have a
training is the level to where they can pee outside.
Look, I don't have the problem with the 6-year-old. You asked me to pick an arbitrary number. I went ahead and did that for you. But I do have a problem if, you know, I live in a residential neighborhood. Right. And,
the
neighbors decide to dig a latrine in the front yard.
What if it's your...
And just go out there with the paper and sit on the potty?
What if it's your demented old dad who doesn't even know where he is?
Oh, God. I don't know what to do
what
about
is
people's
so
demented
wrong?
Children.
I just don't understand
parents.
It. It's urination. It's something people do. It's,
what did people do 2,000 years ago before indoor plumbing and outhouses were being
built? When did they sacrifice their children to Baal?
Let's just forget about
2,000 years ago, okay?
But when did people become ashamed of having to relieve themselves?
During the Middle Ages.
Is that right? About the time that they wrote Genesis, because Adam and Eve had to cover their nakedness.
No, in the Middle Ages, from what I understand, in London, people would just drop trowel and go potty in the middle of the street.
Now, that's not sanitary,
Right, but that's generally what alleys were for, was for people to either... Sneak off.
So we've moved up in the world, right? By having sanitation, by having sewage systems,
indoor plumbing, like what the Romans had.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have these things. But in certain instances, like here in Keene, New Hampshire, they had the water shut off all day. You had to go to Dunkin' Donuts to go number two earlier today, and they were working on the water pipes here down the street. So what's the matter with going in the yard? What's the matter with that?
Look, as far as I'm concerned, you can do what you want if you've got, like, some kind of privacy. But even if you had an outhouse in your... It depends where you are, Ian. It just matters.
So let me give you the update on the story here. After hearing from the city attorney, Qualls, and his attorney, the board met in an executive session for nearly 25 minutes. Then two of the counselors came back voting to uphold the cop's termination, and one came back... and complained she had not been able to review any of the evidence prior to the hearing. She voted against the motion. Following the hearing, Qualls' attorney said he would give his client a few days to contemplate the decision, but did not rule out taking legal action against the city.
He wants to be here. This is a community he chose to work in, said the attorney.
So this may not be over for Piedmont. This man may sue the city in an attempt to get his job back. He may attempt to indict the police chief and his supervisors, who he claims told him to be involved in this. The police chief was acting politically and didn't actually want to apologize to this lady, but only did because of the media. So if we hear more, we'll let you know. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. ShinyBadges.com. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.